Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk some football, shall we?
Let's. Yes, absolutely. It's been a while.
Ross Tucker is the radio.com sports NFL insider who joins us now on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from with training camps getting set to open next week. We got the news today, Ross, that Tyreek Hill is not going to face NFL discipline. It sounds like this was not an easy case for them to investigate. You know, they don't have subpoena power. It's not a criminal investigation. Are you surprised with this outcome?
Yeah, I really am. And there's several reasons why. Let's start with the fact that the district attorney said publicly that he felt like a crime had been committed here, but that he didn't have enough evidence to convict. Now, as we've heard from the NFL time and time again, they go by the standard of more probable than not, whereas in the court of law, it has to be beyond a reasonable doubt. So I can understand the Kansas City DA saying, okay, you know, we're not able to be able to convict him beyond a reasonable doubt. The NFL, though, usually says, hey, if we think it's more likely than not, then we're going to suspend the guy. And yet, in this case, they didn't do that. Now, if you listen to people, they will tell you that Tyreek Hill, that there's some evidence out there, perhaps, that it was an accident. And that, you know, it wasn't he nor his ex-fiance, the mother of the child, that led to the broken arm. I guess I would just like to hear from Tyreek Hill, and I tweeted this. Don't you guys feel like if people were accusing you of hitting your child and you did nothing, don't you feel like you would have said something right away? And I know people get legal advice and lawyers and stuff, but I don't know, man. I just think there are some things that are more important than that, and I would have made it very clear right away that I had not injured my child in any way. He never really did that. And then, you know, you hear the audio, and, you know, couples say stuff to each other, I guess. But you combine the audio and what the DA said, you know, the fiance saying that the son is scared of him, and you combine that with a previous conviction on strangling his pregnant fiance at the time when this child was born, and he pled guilty to that. It just seems to me like the NFL gave him the benefit of the doubt. And I'm a little surprised. I would think that he is the opposite of the guy that deserves the benefit of the doubt.
Do you think that the NFL's most recent issues with the with essentially conduct for players has changed the way they approach issues like this?
I guess. I think in this way, they felt like there was enough evidence to suggest that he had hurt the child. There's still an investigation going on. But based on the information they had now, they didn't feel like they could go ahead and discipline him. It's just weird, though, because there are other examples. Adrian Peterson, Greg Hardy. You know, Greg Hardy wasn't convicted. He was convicted initially, and then upon appeal, the charges went away because the woman would not testify. Adrian Peterson, we know what happened there. Those guys were both out a year as they were on the commissioner's exempt list. So it is kind of strange that those guys, in my mind, would be out a year and Tyreek Hill doesn't even get one game. I mean, I would think with his background and the fact that he was somehow involved in this and the audio that was released, I would think that would have been worth at least a game or two. But I also think the NFL thought, you know what? If we suspend him for a game or two, it's making it look like we think he did it, but we're going light on it. Whereas if they go zero games, it's, hey, we don't know that he did anything wrong. We can't punish him. Because if they only punished him for a game or two, I think they would get even more negative reaction than they are right now.
I wonder how significant it is that they said that it can remain open. They're not completely closing the book here. That if, in fact, she wants to cooperate further, it almost sounds like that is an opportunity to say, look, anytime you want to tell us what happened, that's really the sword of Damocles right now, is her testimony, is it not?
Sword of Damocles? That was awesome.
Hey.
I mean, you are well read. You do not mess around.
We're both English majors, and you're a Princeton grad. Quit screwing around.
That was very, very impressive. Right now, everybody driving around Chicago is like, "Sword of Damocles." I know that one. Sword of Damocles. Anyway, no, you know what though? I think they say that about every investigation now, just to cover their, you know what, right? We reserve the right to change should more information come out, and I think that's always just a CYA from the NFL, and we'll see if anything more comes out. I mean, I'll be fascinated to see how quickly the Chiefs give him an extension. You're talking about a guy going in the last year of his contract that's one of the, what, you know, two or three? He's actually by far the most explosive player in the NFL, but I would say one of the two or three scariest skill guys in the NFL for the opposition.
Elsewhere in the league and a little closer to home, our colleague Lawrence Holmes spent the All-Star Week, really, asking various NFL experts whether or not Mitch Trubisky was good. I want to use that as a little bit of a jumping-off point here and ask, Ross, what's the variable that's biggest for Matt Nagy and his offense? Is it indeed Mitch Trubisky?
Without question. Yeah, without question. You know, Trubisky's an interesting one for me. I watched a lot of Bears football last year. I really like his athleticism. He made some really good throws. Even in the Eagles game in the playoffs when people said he couldn't get it done. Now, they only scored, 15 points or 13 points or something. But late in the game, when he had to, he was able to drive the length of the field and get them in the field goal range before we all know what happened. I won't hurt the Bears fans' hearts again. But then there's other games, guys, and you saw it, where he would make throws, and I had no idea where he was throwing the ball. I had no idea what he was doing. It seemed like at least once a game, he would throw the ball right to a guy on the other team. And where I struggle with that is, I struggle with thinking of a quarterback that was able to fix that. Thinking of a quarterback that was able to fix inexplicable awful throws, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a game. I don't know who that quarterback is that had those in his career and then eliminated it. Trubisky, you know, right or wrong, feels to me like a guy that is perpetually between the 16th and the 25th best quarterback in the NFL, and that you can win with him, but I'm not sure you can win big with him, and I'm not sure you can win consistently with him.
Talking with Ross Tucker on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ross Tucker is the radio.com sports NFL insider. I'm hearing all sorts of cool stuff about what's going on with radio.com sports. I know our program director, Mitch Rosen, was just with you in New York and is one of the executives involved in developing this brand new thing. What's in the hopper for you this football season?
Well, so Mitch is awesome, by the way. Mitch is awesome. Really enjoyed getting a chance to get to know him earlier this week. And I'm loving being an insider. I'm loving going on as many stations as I can. There may be even more down the line. Who knows? You know, you never know. But, yeah, for me, I'll be very, very busy going on stations all over the place that you can always listen to on the radio.com app. I'm also going to be doing a lot of college football. I'll be doing NFL stuff for Westwood One. So you'll hear me on the sidelines a lot on Monday night. So I will have a very full plate.
How does, on that full plate, I would imagine that checking in on one of the league's best, Aaron Rodgers, and his new dynamic with a brand new head coach has got to be a somewhat large portion, I would think. It certainly is here in town. What are your expectations for how those two work together?
I don't really know, but I'm fascinated because right now I really think, guys, the Vikings, Packers, and Bears are all right about jumbled in the same place in my mind. I picture all three of those teams being somewhere between, I'll say 8-8 on the low end, but probably even 9-7 to 11-5. I really think Detroit obviously is in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
But those three could be in any order. I kind of think the Bears, you know, the tough thing is for the Bears, it's really hard to win that division, any division, 2 years in a row. I think Minnesota and Green Bay will both be better. I'm not sure the Bears are better. You know, I think you can argue year two of Nagy is a big way they'll be better. We know that they still haven't really fixed the field goal kicking situation. And I think that people might have a little bit better read on what it is Nagy's going to do. That was his first year last year as the play caller. So I think the defenses have a little better understanding now of what to expect from Nagy. So I kind of expect the Bears to come back to the pack a little bit, and for Minnesota and Green Bay to be able to be, you know, right in the mix with them. I'd probably lean Green Bay. I just don't know what to expect from a first-year head coach in LaFleur. It seems like they're trying to have Aaron Rodgers do a whole new offense, and Aaron Rodgers pretty clearly doesn't like when people tell him what to do. That's pretty obvious at this point. So I'll be very curious to see how long that honeymoon lasts in Green Bay, if at all.
I enjoyed your double meaning of back to the pack there. That was certainly nicely turned. And now what Nagy would tell you, Russ, is he would say, yeah, okay, that's great. They saw me in the first year. Like, they don't know anything about me. They have no clue, once this machine gets humming, what it really is going to look like. And he talks about 101 level courses now going to 202 and 303 and grad school stuff, and being able to get Trubisky on the board. What do you see here? Where do we go with it? What does this tell you, this front, this movement? They roll coverage this way. And his response is going to be that he's always going to have the opportunity to get the jump on the defense, because that's indeed how it's all designed. As we're watching it, what's going to be evidence of that, of him being right?
Well, that sounds good. And let me just tell you, I think I told you guys before, I've known Nagy a long time. He grew up about 25 minutes from me in Pennsylvania. He was a year older than me, so I've known Matt since he was selling real estate. Well, I know him since high school, and then I knew him when he was selling real estate and playing arena ball in Lancaster, PA. I would just say, KISS, right? Keep it simple, stupid. I think sometimes I hear these coaches talk about 202 and 303, and I don't know. We'll see. Can Mitch Trubisky handle 202 and 303? Are they as effective? It's almost like when sometimes you see second-year quarterbacks have a slump, you know, the sophomore slump, because after a guy is successful as a rookie, and I would say even Matt Ryan wasn't as good as second-year as he was as a rookie, I think after they try to pare down the offense for these guys when they're young, and then they have some success, let's build on that. They put more on the quarterback's plate. Sometimes those quarterbacks aren't really up to the challenge, and they're not able to sustain their performance when more is put on them. So that's going to be really interesting to see if Trubisky can handle that part of it. I really don't know much about his football acumen.
Last one for you, Ross, and just real quickly here, Ross Tucker, insider, NFL insider for Radio.com Sports, by the way. How excited and what do you expect from Hard Knocks Raiders?
I'm very, very excited. Now, with a caveat that the team always has the ability to sort of veto anything they want to veto in terms of the coverage, and I don't know, I'm pretty confident they didn't want to do it. I mean, you look at Mark Davis's quotes or even Mayock and Gruden, they really didn't want to do it. I don't know what favors they got from the league or how that worked out, because I'm pretty confident they didn't want to do it. But I think everybody realized they wanted it to be the Raiders so bad that they were somehow able to convince them. I'd love to know what those backroom negotiations were like, because it was about – they announced it about a month later than they normally do. So they were obviously scrambling and negotiating. I hope it's really entertaining. I hope they're open and they show us a lot. I really hope that's the case, because you want to talk about a Molotov cocktail of personality. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd watch a show that's Antonio Brown, Vontaze Burfict, and Richie Incognito in a room. I mean, it'd be the Three Stooges reincarnated. It would be fascinating to see what those guys are like. So I'd love to see just that, if I could.
Ross, great stuff. We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
I think we'll be hearing more from Ross Tucker, the Radio.com Sports NFL insider.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.